Hello, Terry.
Hi, question. I came across something on the internet the other day that said that the U.S. government has a patent on CBD. How do you do that?
That is a really good question. That's really disappointing to hear. They could buy a patent or patent it and take it off the market. So,
not only that, but as you know, CBD is a whole collection of molecules. So I don't know whether or not this is a patent on some bastardized version of one of those, or just what to deal with.
Well, that's likely what's happening. You know, it's similar to what happened with statin research. You know, years ago, they figured out that the red yeast rice molecule, they could take all these different portions of the original molecule and make various patented statins from them. So they all have, you know, just a small portion of it, and that's where all the side effects come in. It's not a molecule that our bodies can handle very efficiently, so we end up getting muscle aches. But I bet that's what they've done, is they've tried to isolate certain molecules to patent later or keep it off the market. You know, that's my concern is to...
Either way, but I think there are two UK-based pharmaceuticals that are trying to convert this into some sort of drug. But
interesting.
Anyway, I saw that and I just said, how do you patent something that's natural? And so maybe it's not. Maybe it's a modified version of one of the molecules.
I would tend to agree with you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like you can patent chamomile or cannabis for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, it's just impossible.
Yeah, I mean, especially the whole plant. But it struck me as sort of be like trying to patent vitamin B12 or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's impossible. You know, and they're only going to patent something they think they can make money from. You know, that's the bad news.
And of course, deprive us of the benefit.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks for the heads up, Terry, and we'll keep an eye out for that. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.